The Reserve Bank of India is unlikely to react yet to multi-month high retail prices as economic recovery remains its prime focus amid the deadly second wave of the pandemic, according to two senior sources aware of the central bank and number 39's thinking. The annual retail inflation rate rose 6.30% year-on-year in May, up from 4.29% in April and sharply above analysts and number 39, estimate of 5.30%. The wholesale price inflation rate rose 12.94%, its highest in at least two decades. And quote, there is a broad-based increase in CPI inflation but it still is not driven by demand and that gives the RBI some leeway. They will continue to wait and watch as a rate hike is out of question for now, comma and quote, the first source said. India and number 39's economy grew 1.6% in the March quarter compared with the same period a year earlier, but that was before a massive second wave of infections hit the country which prompted fairly stringent lockdowns across most states, causing another round of job losses and a significant dent to demand. Asia and number 39's third largest economy has now reported 29.57 million COVID-19 cases and 377,031 deaths, though some experts believe the actual numbers are far higher. The central bank earlier this month reiterated its commitment to keeping monetary policy accommodative as long as necessary to revive and sustain growth on a durable basis. And quote, there is no way RBI can react to inflation at this stage, comma and quote, a second source said. And quote, the maximum push is coming from margins, from supply disruptions, from cost push pressures, but if there is demand, RBI will have to react. But till now, we don't and number 39, TC evidence of demand pressures, comma and quote, he added. The RBI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. At its last policy review, the RBI warned that high energy prices could stoke inflation. It also cut its GDP growth forecast to 9.5% from 10.5% for the current fiscal year. And quote, CPI inflation at 6.30% is way above the general expectations and falsifies the claim that higher WPI does not imply higher CPI, and quote, said Rupa Rijnitzur, chief economist at L&T Financial Holdings. India and number 39's benchmark 10-year bond yield rose to an over six-week high of 6.04% following the CPI data as traders worry the RBI will need to react to inflation sooner rather than later after it breached the RBI and number 39's 2% to 6% mandated band. And quote, this outcome complicates the direction of monetary policy, however, the RBI is likely to stick with the US Fed and number 39's playbook on opting to pin this spurt on transient cost push pressures and stay focused on the negative output gap, comma and quote, said Radhika Rao, economist at DBS Bank. And quote, policy normalization expectations are likely to be increasingly priced in as vaccination approaches critical mass in first half of 2022, comma and quote, she added.